This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
pass. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Yep, you dialed it correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We have a telephone listen line. It's up and running. If you'd like to call us, that number is 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, never mind me. I'm just dropping things in the dark here. I'm not sure if I was on air or not, but I just dropped the phone and I went, I pressed a button and, one of the speed dial things. On my telephone. So anyway, I hope that you all didn't hear that.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, Gwyneth. I wanted to share something with you. About a week ago, I mentioned that farmers are really having a tough time, and I mentioned the price of beef is very low. And that typical farmer in our neck of the woods is finding multiple challenges. One challenge is that our hay a couple weeks ago was, for the first cutting of the season, was about 25% of what it had been previous year or previous years. And that meant that if those conditions continued, we would have 25% of the feed we need to get the cows through the winter, which means that farmers would have to sell their cows. And they would probably all figure it out about the same time. They'd say, we thought maybe it might rain. It doesn't look like it's going to rain. The grass isn't going to grow. We're going to have a major drought. We better sell the cows, while we can still get something for them. So they would sell the cows at a loss. It would cost more to feed them and keep them and raise them and so forth than they would get for them. And they'd sell them at a loss. And they'd probably all figure it out about the same time, which would drive prices way down, okay, because the supply that would be so great, all these farmers selling their cows into market for slaughter at the same time. So it would be a really terrible thing in terms of financial survival for cows. So the first whammy or the first hit the cattle farmers would take would be the hay crop. The second would be selling the cows. And the third would be the hay would be so scarce that the price of the hay, if they needed to buy it, would go up. And it has, by the way. It's gone up already. So I said that the next, and I mentioned that we saw an uptick in the number of suicides from taxicab drivers because they can't compete with Uber. And the taxi medallions that the city would issue have been driven up to about the $1 million mark, where it costs about $1 million to buy a taxi medallion or lease one. And then there's the cost of the cabs. And so taxi drivers are in a business as well, and they're generally independent guys who are trying to make a living by renting or leasing a medallion, renting or leasing the cab, and then paying for the fuel and the maintenance and all that kind of thing. And when they're done at the end of the month, they've been finding out that they're in the hole. They're losing money month after month. And some have killed themselves. And that made the news. Well, I said the next one we're going to hear about is going to be the farmers. Farmers are going to be killing themselves. And we're going to start hearing about that. Well, here we are. Here we are. Yep. June 26th, 2018. And CBS News, mainstream news outlet, headlines, farmers in America are killing themselves in staggering numbers. And it goes on to say, think about trying to live today on an income you had 15 years ago. Think about that. Well, that's what's happening to farmers. Except it's much worse. Because I did a quick calculation, did a little bit of research, and the article's not quite right. Gasoline 15 years ago was $1.53 per gallon. Today it's almost twice that much per gallon here in the United States. Goes on to say that's how agriculture expert Chris Hurt describes the plight facing U.S. farmers today. Farmers are dying by suicide at a higher rate than any other occupational group, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Let me say that again. Farmers are dying by suicide at a higher rate than any other occupational group, according to the CDC. So, here we are. Farmers are committing suicide because of financial despair. Now, I'm paraphrasing what this article is saying. It goes on to say that in the U.S., several longtime farm advocates say today's crisis mirrors the one that happened in the 1980s when many U.S. farmers struggled economically with an accompanying spike in farmer suicides. The farm crisis was so bad, there was a terrible outbreak of suicide and depression. This is Jennifer Fahey, communications director with Farm Aid, a group founded in 1985 that advocates for farmers. Today, she said, I think it's actually worse. So there are hotlines that farmers can call, you know, when they feel suicidal. But the problem is really kind of simple. The problem is that the equipment costs have gone up, up, up. Tractors have not gone down in price. They've gone up in price. Taxes from the government corporations keep going up. Fuel is more expensive. Maintenance parts, wow, way more expensive. Repair parts, way, way, way more expensive. And you put all that together, and then you find out that cows are selling for about the same price, just a little bit more. Cows are selling for just maybe 20 cents more a pound than they were selling in 1990. How do I know? Because we bought our first cows in 1990. So we paid $1.06 a pound for the cows back in 1990, and now they're selling for $1.26, $1.35 a pound. Unbelievable. So that's what's happening to farmers. Let me put another exclamation point on this. So we wanted to, we had to buy two tires for our tractor. 18.4 by 38. That's the size. They weigh 324 pounds apiece. It takes several large, physically strong people to mount these tires on the rims. The rims are a couple hundred pounds apiece. So by the time you're done, you're looking at about 500 pounds per tire and rim assembly. So, how much does that cost? Well, easily $50 a piece if you can, you know, find someone who's going to do it for a low price for you, $50 each. How much are the tire tubes? Well, they're $65 each. How much are the tires? About $600 a piece.
Okay,
so by the time you're done, by the time you're done, now that's not the, you know, the best tire. When you're done, you're looking at about $1,500 for two tires.
Wow.
And that's just the back two. Now the front, you know, the front takes tires too. Now how many tractor tires does a farmer have? Oh, geez. Let me just do a quick calculation. 1, 2, 3, 4. We probably have about 6 tractors. Okay. 6 times 4.
Yeah.
24. So if they average $300 a piece, it's so expensive to be a farmer that we can't seem to do it. And that's $9,600 worth of tires. Then you add to that, we have about 30 lead acid batteries that are used in equipment around here. And, you know, we have equipment that some people might say, well, what do you need a backhoe for? Well, when a tree lands, a tree that is the diameter of a hula hoop lands on a fence and the cows can get out and leave, you know, that's your inventory. They can just walk away. You got to get the tree off. Sometimes you have to, sometimes you have to bury a cow, you know, that dies. And how do you do that? With a shovel? I don't think so. You want to go down 6 feet? You want to dig up, you know, a hole that's, 9 feet deep, 8 feet deep, 6 feet wide, 8 feet long? How do you do that with a shovel?
Yep.
I mean, around where we live, it's rocks.
We had a similar situation a number of years ago. We had a horse die on this property. It was an aged horse. It was like 26 years old. And I had to euthanize and bury it. You know something? That was the least fun farm job that I had ever, ever, ever had. And it was in the middle of summer, which was the worst time both to dig and to have a rotten animal of that size around. And in the end, I think the dogs ended up eating it bit by bit by bit, but it took them about a month to do so. It was just because I couldn't dig in the soil. It was just too hard. You would have a similar situation if a cow dies there in the winter.
Absolutely, and you can smell it for about a mile. We'll be right back. Lenneth Isaacs and I are live.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I was off on my thumbnail calculation. I calculated a little closer. We have 48 tires here on the farm, 48, roughly. Four tractors. Oh, shoot, I forgot the trailers. We have way over 48 tires. But I was just thinking tractors and implements, okay? At an average of $300 a piece, I brought the average down. Because some of the tires are smaller, that's $14,400 for tires. And if we had to replace all of them every, 10 years, well, let's say we just say on average they last 10 years, that'd be $1,440 per year just for tires. Now, what I'm trying to say is that farmers are really having a tough time. But it's not like I'm saying, woe is me as a farmer. I'm just saying that here's what you can expect from my vantage point as a farmer. So farmers are going to go under. They're not going to be able to make it. They're going to default on their equipment. There are going to be sales of farm equipment. Farm equipment prices will plummet. And there'll be sales on animals. And for cows, for example, and sheep, the prices will go down. Maybe you'll see a benefit at the supermarket for the short term. And then prices will go way up. And the reason I say that is because there'll be fewer farmers left. And there'll be more demand for the products that those farmers that are left are making. And the prices will go up just by supply and demand, not by greedy farmers. just by supply and demand. That's what I think is going to happen. But it's not just to farmers. There are all kinds of people who are in financial distress, who have lost their jobs. People who work at stores, you know, retail stores, brick and mortar, closing. I mean, Radio Shack. I mean, the list is endless. I mean, Sears, Kmart, they're closing stores all over the country. And I'm reading that stores are closing in Europe as well. And I would assume that you're probably seeing the same thing in Australia. Is that right, Gwyneth?
The economy around here in this local district, which is a rural farming district, there's an unemployment rate of something like 25%. So to put that in perspective, that even at the height of the Great Depression, they never had an unemployment rate higher than 10%. So that's pretty bad.
Well, I believe our unemployment is at 25%. I've been saying that for a couple of years now, but I believe that we're at about 25%. And it's just not reported. It's just not reported.
No. But I have, just talking to some of the farmers around here. As you're out and about and you meet a farmer and you get talking to them for a while, and the type of farming that happens around here is sheep and wheat farming. And that means that the farmer, he has sheep, usually merinos, and he puts in a wheat crop each year and tries to feed his sheep. The hard season for us here is the summer. He tries to feed his sheep through the summer from the straw and the stubble from the wheat. And then in addition to that, he sells the wheat, or he uses the wheat to feed the sheep as well. That's the and the farm size around here of what we call proper farmers, full-on farmers who are multi-generational. The average ranch size or station size around here would have to be around about 5 or 10,000 acres. So we're talking about a big operation. But big operation means big equipment. And, at one time maybe you would have seen, a lot more new equipment heading down the road at, at sowing time, at bowing time, at spraying time, at harvest time. But these days the equipment that's heading down the road on trailers to go to paddock to do the wheat crop thing is not new equipment. It's old, it's rusty, it does its job, but it needs a lot of maintenance.
Hold that thought. We'll talk more about that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six states had primary balloting on Tuesday. The biggest upset was in the 14th congressional district race in the state of New York. Longtime Congressman Joe Crowley losing his bid for an 11th term to an activist, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says she represents working-class Americans.
My family's been here for three generations, and I knew my community. I always knew that this was possible.
Not surprisingly, former presidential contender Mitt Romney is a step closer to the U.S. Senate, winning yesterday's primary in Utah to succeed Senator Orrin Hatch. A federal judge orders the government to reunite immigrant kids and parents who were separated at the Mexican border. The decision requires the government to reunite parents and children under five within 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This can be slight and
what are today's hot
today? Today.
God, you're
take my new golden season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I recently bought two square balers, and I paid $150 each for them. That's the price of the scrap metal, literally the price of the scrap
wow.
metal.
That's the farmer, not much for a square
yes,
baler.
This, no, and I bought two of them. I bought the first one, and the farmer said, "Well, you know what? My son's got one. He'd be glad to sell it too." And so I said, "Well, how much do you think he'd want for his?" He said, "Well, same one as I got for mine. You know, I charged you $150. That's what I wanted. That's what you paid. And he probably wants the same thing." So
wow.
My son and I went over with our equipment, and we hooked it up to the truck and took it home. Now I've got to do some work to it. You know, I've got to weld some pieces that have rusted out, but a square baler at $150 is just unbelievable. You know, it has wheels and tires and gears and chains and all kinds of moving parts. You know, if we were to take it apart and sell it, the parts are probably worth a couple thousand dollars. But the point is, he was glad to get rid of it because he can't make it go, meaning the farm. And his son can't make his farm go. And this equipment is, God bless you, the equipment is rusty. And it used to be, well, let me say one other thing. They had a hay rake also. And he said, well, it's in the back there. And we'll just have to, you know, pull it out of the weeds. So we went out with the truck and got it out of the weeds and hooked it onto a front-end loader and lifted it up and put it on our trailer. And I'm thinking that we bought that for maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 cents a pound. Now, what can you buy for 10 or 15 cents a pound? You know, not much, right?
That's for sure.
I don't think you can buy potting. You can't buy potting soil for 10 or 15 cents a pound. And here it is. It's a machine. It's got, you know, gears and pulleys and all kinds of intricate parts. And it was $100. So we're gonna have to put tires on it and that kind of thing. But we're gonna have to work on it, and it's kind of a winter project. But there's a hay rake for $100, and maybe by the time we're done with it, it's gonna be $250 total investment. But it's a hay rake. And so what we're seeing, as you said, equipment going down the road, you know, for working in the fields, you know, moving from field to field on trailers or tractors, going down the field. And it used to be that farmers would, you know, if you said to a farmer, so what kind of tractor do you have? Well, if it was Ford, it would be a blue tractor. If it was a Massey Ferguson or an International Harvester, it would be a red tractor. If it was a John Deere, it would be a green tractor. So, you know, what kind of tractor do you have? Well, green or blue or red. You know, it would be kind of a way of describing the brands of equipment. Well, now, as I see the equipment going down the road, it's all the same brand. It's all rust-colored. And I'm not exaggerating. So farmers are using old equipment.
But it's true.
Well, it's true, isn't it? Yeah.
That's absolutely true. The other thing that it is, that when I'm talking to sheep and wheat farmers who live around here, and bear in mind that most of these people have lived here for many, many, many generations. Some of the families have lived here for 100 or 150 years. There's still some of the original families who established the area still living here. Okay? So it's not like that these people are just starting out and just struggling because, you know, they haven't got their properties established yet or anything like that. No, they've had their properties established for quite a while because their families have been here for maybe 100 or 150 years, which going back in Australian history is going back quite some time. Because the Melbourne area, including this area, which is about 300 kilometres from Melbourne, was not... You know, it wasn't settled until about the 1840s. The other thing that they're facing is that they're saying they can't make any money off of wheat because of the Roundup that they have to buy. And I said, excuse me, can you explain that? And I said, yeah, sure. That they have to spray their crops with Roundup every now and again, and they might have to spray 1,000 or 2,000 acres of paddocks at a time. And they will use one IBC cube full of Roundup. That's 1,000 litres of Roundup in each spraying. And I have no idea how much an IBC cube of Roundup costs. I think at the time they said around about $1,500. So, but if you want to do a quick internet search, Vincent, and just get some ballpark range, of how much an IBC cube of Roundup costs. That is something that is a significant cost on wheat farmers. And if they don't spray them with the modern wheat varieties, they have no vigor, and they can't compete with the weeds, and the weeds will take over their wheat crop.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I'm trying to find it. I haven't found the price of, for an IBC cube of, you know, 275 gallons or 330 gallons. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm sure it's quite expensive.
It might have been about $1,500. It might have been $2,000 or $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
For an IBC of Roundup. And they have to do this. The wheat that grows here has about a 12-week life cycle, and they might have to spray every couple of weeks during the early life of that wheat crop. And if you think of how much that they are going to get in return off of that wheat crop, when wheat, you know, sells for maybe $400 or $500 a ton, and there's, you know, the amount of ground that it takes to grow a ton of wheat is around about an acre. Okay, so they might get, you know, 1,000 tons at $400 a ton. So, but once again, once you take in the maintenance costs, once you take in the cost of the Roundup, they're really not making that much money. And also the fertilizers.
Yes.
As
that's
well.
That's a big cost, fertilizer.
It has to be fertilized.
Yep.
Because the soil around here is completely pathetic. It's either granite or very, very old volcanic soils, both of which they've got very little nutrition in them. And the indigenous plants are eucalyptuses, and, you know, they when they're growing in the soil, they tend to suck the nutrition out of the soil. If anyone out in the class is thinking of growing eucalyptus trees on their farm, I've got a word from the wise for them. Don't. Please don't. Because they change the water systems, they dry out the soil, they make the soil less fertile, and they if they get dry, if you have a drought, when you have a drought, they dry out like you wouldn't believe. They, you know, shed this leaf litter, and the leaf litter is almost as flammable as the tree itself, okay? It's the best tinder you could possibly imagine is eucalyptus leaves, because they combust, because they're, even in their dried up state, they're still full of eucalyptus oil. So they're not a good farm tree, but they're what indigenously grows here. So you sort of have to, around here, you sort of have to shrug and live with it. And but it's gotten to the point where there's particular farmers around here have actually taken to ploughing up their fields, and instead of planting wheat crops and instead of grazing sheep, they've actually sown their paddocks in eucalyptus trees. Because it was what grows here, and at least it's a particular type of eucalyptus, which is called blue mallee, which is actually native to here. It only grows to be about 15 feet tall, and it grows like a gigantic carrot with a huge taproot, and you can cut its leaves easily because they're not tall, and you can turn them into eucalyptus oil. And that they would probably make more money running a eucalyptus still and extracting the eucalyptus oil from their eucalyptus trees than they would from running either sheep or wheat. And the advantage is that they don't have to spray it. They basically don't have to look after it at all once it's sown, because it grows here. It's native to here. And all that they have to do is each year go out and go with a trailer and a tractor and a chainsaw and cut the eucalyptus branches, put them into the trailer, take them down to the still and distill the eucalyptus oil. So that, it's about thinking intelligently about the farming that you do. And so, you know, you've got to, you know, maybe that's what people will have to do, is to begin to do things in a way that previous generations did them, that didn't cost a whole lot of money. If we could revert back to that way of doing things, because people have been farming cows forever, but they haven't always had a lot of money to spend on them, and yet they still farmed cattle. How did they do it in previous generations? And maybe if we can revert to those ways of managing our livestock, then we can make farming economical again. That's just
and when we come back, I have that answer about the cost of Roundup. It's staggering, absolutely staggering. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we've been talking about wheat. We've been talking about the cost of Roundup. And Roundup is at about $20 per gallon. You know, if you buy it in small quantities, typically a little bit more, but around $20 per gallon. So if you were to extrapolate that out to a 275-gallon cube, IBC cube, that'd be $5,500 for a cube of Roundup.
Wow.
And, yeah, but if you buy it
and
in
actually,
a cube, you can get
actually
it.
Actually, some farmers were saying that that when they were doing their spraying, that they were using 2 and 3 cubes.
Yeah, if you buy it in a cube, you can get it for less, a little over $3,750 per cube. That's about the price that Roundup is going to be. Or you know, a 55-gallon drum, a little over $750 for a 55-gallon barrel of Roundup, which is absolutely toxic to the planet, as we're finding out, and we've been reporting that for years and years and years. But the point is that farmers on all levels are in financial trouble. And my request to our class is, you know, if you happen to meet someone, whether it be a farmer or someone else, and they seem to be kind of down, why don't you just chat with them and have a talk, and maybe that chat, that little bit of time that you spend with someone who is depressed, might be the little chat that saves their life. It may prevent them from suicide. I think it's that serious. People are killing themselves at record numbers. And, you know, why do people take their lives? Well, typically financial distress. That's what happened during the first Great Depression in the United States. People in New York City were jumping out of windows, killing themselves because they lost so much money so quickly in the stock market crash. They didn't know what to do. So they ended it. And it's the wrong thing to do. So maybe you can help someone just by talking to them. Okay, making some suggestions. And, you know, they're not alone. They're not alone in this. The MBAs, people who have masters in business administration, my generation, have been a blight. Many, many MBAs have been a blight on the markets through leveraged buyouts, mergers, acquisitions, laying off people. you know, destroying businesses. And you take the Bill Gates of the world who were supposed to save the world through computer automation. Well, those computers are being used against us in many ways. You know, there are pluses and minuses, but it's not all good. There are a lot of negatives with computers, like how they're being used to spy and monitor and track and so forth, our every move. It used to be that if the government wanted to spy on us, they'd have to open up our mail, you know, physical mail that we'd send with a stamp from one place to another. They'd have to stop and open it up. Now they can intercept, actually they're intercepting all of our mail and storing it. I'm talking about email and messages and phone calls and texts and tweets and. And so if you want to know how bad it is, class, there is a technology that Mark Zuckerberg has applied for, his company has applied for a patent for this technology. And here's what it is. So you see an advertisement on television. And this technology will embed in that advertisement a tone. I'm calling it a tone. Well, we'll call it a frequency. Well, we'll just call it a tone. But you can't hear it. It's above the range that a human can hear. So you don't hear it. That tone then triggers your cell phone, which is probably in your pocket or in the same room or on the table, to start eavesdropping on you and sending whatever you're saying or whatever your cell phone hears in your room to them. Can you imagine that? So you're watching TV, you think everything's harmless, and they just turned on the spy camera, the spy recorder, the spying. Can you imagine that? Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, man, he's a blight, in my opinion, on this planet. He is a blight. Actually, he's probably an intergalactic blight. Mark Zuckerberg and company, Facebook. Hey, we'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.